Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides top-tier protection against stripe rust and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, live cattle had to go on last week as cash did not perform as anticipated. Feedlots had high hopes of higher cash, but that did not materialize. In fact, cattle trade was limited, with packers going through the end of the week with limited volume of cash cattle traded to replenish their supplies. This will make for an interesting week. Feedlots resolved to hold out for higher prices in light of the sharp rise of box beef prices. On Friday, choice cuts jumped $6.90. Select was up $7.71. Hog futures were at least able to finish out the week on an upswing, but were still not able to regain all of the losses. October is now front month and trading at a large discount to the index. This may not change anytime soon as traders monitor the weakness of cash hogs. The National Direct Afternoon Report on Friday was down $2.15. However, the overriding strength came from cutout values, which jumped up $6.31. Gains across the wheat markets overnight as wheat contracts mostly pick up where they left off Friday and led ag room gains. None of the three wheat markets have been able to take out the highs posted on Friday so far, but Minneapolis wheat looks as though it's trying to hold the breakout and avoid a bullish trap. While the wheat story has been slowly getting better most of the summer, USDA seemed to confirm a very supportive environment the next 6 to 9 weeks with the release of the August WASDE. Major exporter ending stocks are now projected at the lowest level in 14 years, while the stocks use ratio is now projected at the lowest level on record. Easier trade overnight in corn futures as the market prepares for the first full week of trade since the release of the August WASDE. The initial post-report reaction was impressive, but trade since has been a bit underwhelming considering the bullish implications the USDA posed to the market. And mostly firmer trade overnight with soybeans and soybean meal leading complex gains, while soybean oil chops on both sides of unchanged. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Livestock futures at the close. The October live cattle down 37, 128.12. December was down 12, 133.82. September feeder cattle down 47, 163.07. October up 15 cents, 165.77. October hogs up 5 cents, 86.52. Kansas City wheat, September up 3.5, 742.25. December is up 4.25, 755. Chicago wheat, September up 8.75, 762.25. December up 9.5, 774.25. September corn up a penny and a quarter at 568.25. December down a quarter penny at 573. September soybeans up 26 cents, 1373. November up 24 cents, 1365. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.